Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item Lynn. Joey, you've watched this Mullins tournament here the last 2 days with the St. Mary's winning 4-1 in the championship game against Classical. Any quick thoughts on Lynn baseball this Memorial Day weekend?
It was awesome. And even, I mean, the action itself from these four great programs is going to be great, helmed by four great coaches. But I think even just outside of the action, it was a lovely day at a friendly Fraser Field in Lynn. I mean, from, you know, the ice cream truck to all the Celtics jerseys around, the sun was out. It was a great day and weekend for baseball, and I think it was good for the city for sure.
Celtics jersey. Well, let's transition. We got a big game coming up tonight with the Celtics. The Celts trying to stay alive here in Game 6 in Miami. What is your take? Will they do it?
You know, when they were down 3-0 and they came out with kind of an eye of the tiger in Game 4, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they do this. And everyone said, well, you're a homer and everything. It's looking...
Well, you are a homer, but that's fine, yeah.
I am. I said the same thing about the Bruins. But next thing you know, it's 3-2 now, and if they win tonight, it's over, because they're not going to lose a Game 7 at the Garden. So I'm ready to go.
I heard this guy who knows a little bit about sports. I overheard him the other day. He was saying, just yesterday probably, he said, you know, I'm not a big Celtics guy. This is him, not me, and not you, obviously. I'm not a big Celtics guy, but, you know, if any team can do this, this present situation that they're in, this might be the time coming back from 3-0.
Well, last week when they were down 3-0, I did have to admit that I was wondering where the heart was, just because I grew up watching, you know, Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen and Tony Allen and all those grinders. So I was hoping for more of that. In the last two games, we've got it. Marcus Smart, Al Horford, they bring that, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's just intensity. I mean, you look at it and you say, oh, it's because if they hit threes, they're okay. But it's not just that. They've got to play defense, and they got to take it to the basket as well. I mean, they've got to have all that going. And obviously, the last game, Game 5, they came out and made an early statement.
Two things. I think if Jason Tatum takes it to the rack, puts his shoulder in and finishes instead of settling for some of his jump shots, obviously he's a great shooter and he's going to make some, and nothing's really a bad shot for him. But a great shot's better than a good shot at the rim. I'd like to see him do that tonight. And then on defense, my second point, as long as they play with energy and they're running around, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. A bad shot, you know, can be a good shot if it goes in.
Yep. Yep.
That will be that becomes a great shot when it goes in.
Well said. Well said. I couldn't agree more. Hopefully many of those tonight.
All right, Joey. Joey Barrett from the Daily Item in Lynn.